This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, Kim Kardashian has officially reached her breaking point with Kanye West, and it is all because of Jay-Z.
What?
Yeah. So, I don't know what prompted this, but Kanye took to Twitter and X'd, I don't even know what they're called anymore, tweeted out that Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins are mentally handicapped, except he used the R word. Okay? And for Kim Kardashian, that's it. Kanye has been on a tear lately, even worse than normal. For Kanye. Remember, so Super Bowl, he ran ads in certain cities.
Oh, God.
Getting people to buy shirts with swastikas on it.
Yeah.
Then he wore the swastika shirts out in public. There's also been this story, too.
I have the actual tweet here. Wait, has anybody seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's youngest kids? They are, No, like, literally. And this is why artificial insemination is such a blessing. Having R word children is a choice.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Right. Like it, like what I.
That's
it's
so
like,
much worse than I thought.
So much worse than how he said it.
So, sources say that Kim is appalled and has decided to cease all communication with her ex husband, Kanye West. This comes at the same time, and here's the rest of what he's been up to. That it's being reported that Kim decided not to let their daughter, Northwest, who's only 11 years old, visit her dad after learning that the anti-feminist influencer, Andrew Tate, who is currently charged with rape and human trafficking, would also be at Kanye's house. Last week, Kim also tried to stop Kanye West from releasing a song that features North along with accused sex trafficker Diddy. Like, it's like he's trying to do all the... Well, and we've said that in the past.
That like, he is, like, trying to be as provocative as he possibly can. See, I don't think it's that anymore.
You don't?
I think he's just a bad person.
Mm.
And I think he likes it. I think he, like... Like in some sort of comic book series, like the good guy became the villain and realized that was the role he wanted to play.
Right. Yeah.
The fact that Kim hasn't gotten some sort of emergency protection order against all of her kids from this man, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it is kind of interesting that, like, you know, we look at Kim Kardashian and she's got all this money and all this fame, and then you hear stories like this and then you feel bad for her.
Oh, I do feel bad for her
that, like, that she got involved with somebody. I mean, it makes her actually a more relatable probably than ever in her life or career publicly, that, like, sometimes you get yourself in a situation with a person that we all kind of knew Kanye was a little off center.
No, he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I feel bad for her is, you know who doesn't think he's a bad guy? His kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure they want to be around their dad. Now, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But also, like, I mean, as gross as it is, I have been liking Keeping Up with the Kardashians now that it's on Hulu, because it's a lot less like, we're going to pull a prank. Now it's literally just kind of following them around, and I love it.
It used to be a prank show?
Not a prank show, but they'd be like, we're going to convince Chris that she blacked out last night. And it's like, what? It's all so stupid and staged. But now it's really just following them around. Which
well,
is like,
after 13 seasons, their lives got interesting enough that they didn't have to release tarantulas.
Right. But one of the things that is so clear is that Kim Kardashian loves being a mom.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah. I'm sure she hasn't stopped them from seeing Kanye in what seems to be the little that he does because they love their dad, but it's too far.
Do we think Kanye is what do we think his financial situation has got to be?
I'm sure
at this
he's
point?
Still fine.
You think?
I think so. You know why I wouldn't let my kids go over to his house? The way he is with that wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't they divorced?
No.
They're not?
No.
All right. Well,
he just made her take her clothes off, remember?
But I thought I saw a headline saying that they were getting divorced. And I don't know.
I always just seem to see her in bondage.
Somebody texted in, listener Matthew said that you can trace Kanye's decline all the way back to his mom dying.
Oh.
And he said that it seems like he gets worse every year after that. So, and if that's the case, there is a part of me also that feels bad for Kanye too, you know? But anyway,
then
though,
you have to go get yourself the help.
Gotta get yourself the help. So anyway,
Kanye, betterhelp.com.
Yeah, please. It's very convenient.
Yeah,
you can do it from anywhere.
Call.
Get 10% off, Kanye.
You need it.